Hey, this is Tom.
And this is Gavin, and you're listening to Keep It Simple.
I don't want to be a Superman. I just want to go somewhere. Use my hands and keep it simple.
Keep It Simple is a podcast devoted to exploring life with Christ through simple, organic expressions of the church. Hello, my name's Gavin Durson.
Hey, this is Tom LeCompte. You're listening to Keep It Simple podcast.
Thanks for joining us today. Really excited to share with you guys a little bit about a tool that I think will be very helpful to everyone. And the past couple weeks, I've had the opportunity to visit with a gentleman by the name of Curtis Sargent. And Curtis is behind the Zume project that we've mentioned here a few times. Really excited about that. A lot of his training is going to be included in that. And if you're not familiar with it, go to Zume, Z-U-M-E, project.com and give them your email address because you'll want to be notified whenever that site goes live here in a couple weeks. But had opportunity to spend some time with Curtis, and he just really good to sort of hear his approach to Simple Church, Tom, and how he goes about it. And very similar, very encouraging, because I think he uses a lot of maybe different words and different terms to describe a lot of the same things you and I have talked about over the years. And just really good to kind of, I think, help me to process some of those ideas that we've been talking about, rethink some things and whatnot. And one of the things we're going to share with you guys today is the first part of a video teaching that Curtis has. It's on YouTube, and we'll link up the Tom, I think we'll link the whole video up.
Yeah, and then we'll play sections of it.
Yeah, and we're gonna play the first part of it. But he's addressing in this video something that I've been sort of trying to implement in our simple church, and it's what he talks about sort of as the three-thirds meeting format, and it's sort of a way of framing up and thinking about how to host a simple church meeting. And I know we've talked about that a lot. We've talked about the Lord's Supper sort of as a way of thinking about having a simple church meeting. We've talked about different ideas, and certainly the beautiful thing of simple church is that you can have a lot of flexibility, and everybody's sort of probably even week to week it's going to look different, hopefully, if you're being led by the Spirit and letting the Holy Spirit lead and guide you. But I think it can be helpful. You and I were talking over lunch today, Tom, of having some sort of guide, and especially when we're just getting started. A constant concern of mine is that we're getting people together for house church, and there's not maybe a lot of intentionality about life change and actually not just getting together to have a nice meeting, but actually that meeting impacting our lives so that we're different the next week and the week after that, and that
we're on a trajectory of growth.
Yeah, that we're not just changing the way we have church, and it's not super casual in that we're not helping facilitate the growth of disciples, and that's
right.
What this whole thing's about. So one of the things that can be helpful is kind of Curtis's three-thirds format idea. And why don't we just go ahead and play that right now and let him sort of introduce this. It's under a teaching video he has under the topic of self-feeding and the importance of that. We'll go ahead and play that now, and then Tom and I will share some thoughts.
If we are going to make disciples who multiply, one of the key things that we need to do with them is teach them to be self-feeding spiritually. Now, the idea here is that we want them to not merely be a consumer spiritually, but to be a producer. In the Abrahamic covenant, God tells Abraham that he is blessed to be a blessing. And that's his intention for the nation of Israel in the Old Testament. That's also his intention for us as his body, as his church, as his bride. So every disciple needs to be self-feeding. There are four primary ways that we need to focus on doing this. The first of these is to equip them to be self-feeding in regard to interpreting and applying Scripture. Now, there are several ways that we can do this. One way is that the regular meeting structure of this simple church needs to follow what's called a three-thirds format. Now, these three-thirds are look back, look up, and look forward. So in the look back portion, there's accountability for what happened, what was studied, what was committed to the previous week when this house church met. Then the middle third is looking up. This is doing a new Bible study. So there will be a series of questions that the group discusses together so that each person is participating in the interpretation of Scripture. And then the look forward third is the application. So they'll spend time asking God, how do you want me to apply specifically what you have shown me through this Scripture today? Who specifically do you want me to share this with? Is there someone that you would have me share my testimony or the gospel with this week? And then after everyone's had a chance to pray and ask this of the Lord, then everyone will share those commitments. They'll be written down and they will form the basis for the accountability in the look back portion the following week. So this process, especially in the look up portion of interpreting the questions and then the look forward, the application of the questions, starts to teach skills in interpreting and applying Scripture. The look back illustrates us keeping in balance the knowledge and application and sharing. I love to compare the training cycle that we will discuss later to learning to ride a bicycle. What we do in our normal churches is we model for people how to interpret and apply Scripture, and we expect that then that will teach them how to do it. But if we think about it, we know that's not sufficient. For example, if I want to learn to ride a bicycle and I don't know how, I could sit on my couch and watch the Tour de France. The Tour de France is the greatest bicycle race in the world. So I could watch the top cyclists in the world for a little over 3 weeks. I could watch them for about 8 hours a day on my television. And I could get up off of my couch at the end of that 3 weeks. And if I didn't know how to ride a bike when I sat down on the couch, I wouldn't know how to ride a bike when I got up 3 weeks later. Just watching professionals do a wonderful job of riding their bikes won't teach me to do it. Similarly, in our churches, we can have our members watching the pastor interpret and apply Scripture very skillfully, week after week after week after week after week. But that doesn't teach me to interpret and apply Scripture. So the Word is the first aspect that we need to equip people in to be self-feeding.
Yeah, so in the video you heard Curtis, you know, talk about this idea of the importance of everything we do helping those people that are in our communities, those believers and new believers that are a part of our family, learning to interpret the Bible for themselves. And that is something that I think we've, you know, by and large, done a pretty poor job at.
Yeah. And this is one thing that it just tickles me to death that he's going here, because if we don't have the ability to self-feed and understand by the reading of Scripture what God is trying to say to us and what he's been saying to us, you know, all along, if we don't have that ability, then we're just going to be like a ship tossed around by the waves. We're just going to believe anything. So this is good to learn the basic. I mean, you know, you don't have to go to seminary. Just basic how to read the Bible and how to understand it and how to apply it to your life.
And what I love about that Curtis does here, you know, he talks about accountability groups, which if you've listened to this podcast before, he is essentially talking about the exact same thing as what we've talked about as life transformation group. That's a Neil Cole term there, but, you know, it's essentially the same thing. But I love the way, you know, he sort of connected two dots for me in this teaching where, you know, we want to help people read large volumes of the scripture so that they, you know, they're learning to, like he said, distinguish between genre, pick up broader context types of things. And the only way you can really do that is to sit down and over the course of a week, read the entire book of the Bible.
Sure.
And then
it's not hard.
Yeah. And then in the simple church context, looking at a smaller portion of scripture and really dissecting it. Now, one thing he didn't really talk about, and I've been sort of trying to apply this three-thirds idea into our simple church, and I will say that, you know, everything on paper, when you put a little format down, everything looks nice and neat on a piece of paper. You throw a bunch of kids in the room and hungry stomachs and you know, people showing up late and leaving early and all this, it never works out as you would think it would on a piece of paper. But it is the thing that I think is so helpful about the three-thirds format, and if you just applied this aspect to what you're doing in your house church, I think would be very good. And but it is this idea of what are we going to do in response to having been here? I mean, just bringing that question up, the third part of looking forward to the week ahead and asking and taking a few minutes after you've read the scriptures and just have silent prayer and let people just pray and ask God the question, Lord, is there something that you are leading me to change about myself or to do in response or to share that? Is there some person that you're leading me to share this passage with this week? And really just asking the Lord and letting and just seeing what happens. You know, we've done this the past weeks, and it's amazing. I mean, people, there's been some pretty encouraging things. And you know, people are like, yeah, I think that, you know, I don't know this 100% sure, but you know, as I've said here today and I've asked the Lord to speak to me and give me direction, I think he wants me to do ABC, you know? And
yeah.
And that's, you know, you and I were...
And you're doing that with some people in the same room who are going to witness that and hold you accountable. And then you can talk about it the next week.
Yeah, and that's...
But you go see that person.
And that's the hard part. And that's what I think, if you're not intentional about these sorts of things, you know, we can really miss out. It's an opportunity, I think, that we miss out on, Tom, to sharpen each other, to help each other. This is done in love. And I, you know, I've been a part of account. I mean, we've all probably, if you've been a Christian for a while, that word accountability group or just the idea of accountability itself sometimes has taken a negative turn and can sometimes, I've experienced it where it begins to brush up on legalism and all this, and that is exactly not what we want to encourage and happen. But at the same time, you know, if I think the Lord's leading me to take a step of faith, the biggest obstacle a lot of times between me taking that step of faith is actually letting those my brothers and sisters know. If I keep it secret, I can, it's easy for me not to do it because now I don't have to worry about these people asking me about it or whatever. But we really have an opportunity in Simple Church to really help people move from where they are to where God wants them to go. And we have, one of the ways that I love about this is just by simply doing the three-thirds model, looking to God for wisdom, and then articulating, giving people the opportunity to listen and articulate, yeah, I think that the Lord may be leading me to take this step of faith, you know, and to share that. Is very important. And if we can help people to do that, if we can do that ourselves and model that, then, you know, I think that it would go a long way in not just making sure our Simple Church meetings aren't just social times, but we're really we're having some focus that's moving us into a closer and a deeper spot of faith and trust in Christ. And I think that's one great thing about the three-thirds meeting format.
Yeah. It is a tool. It's a tool that we're suggesting. Use it if you want or don't. But we talked about this at lunch. You know how there are so many quote models out there that you can use if you want to do Simple Church. Some people approach Simple Church like we don't want to have a model. We don't want to have an agenda. We just want to get together and as the Spirit leads us, you know, that's what we'll do. And that's okay if you can stay on track And this one is a little more regimented and a little more structured. So somewhere in, from in, within that continuum, that's fine. I want to stress how important it is to use scripture as the basis of whatever you do. If you get together and just want to wing it around the scripture, you know, read a portion of scripture and say, I like this, because if you want to use this model, it's a little more intentional. You kind of have to know where you're going and decide ahead of time what you want to study. And that way you can look back and then look forward and look up. So,
good. Let me read a little bit, and this is we'll link this up on our website as well. But this is a little more detailed outline of the three-third meeting format that Curtis talks about, and that he sort of trains people to use in their house church meetings. But the first part: look back one-third of your time, spend a third of your time, you know, caring for each other, share a meal, a refreshment, a story from the week, an answer to prayer. How's everyone's personal relationship with God been? Is anyone struggling? Pray for him or her and stay after to care for that person. Check up. How did you obey what you learned last week? You know, what were the things that you shared? Did you follow through with them, and how'd that go? And is it something we're going to have to continue on the next week? How can we pray for you going forward? And then vision part, you know, share a story from the Bible or personal story, an inspiring slogan or song to encourage one another to share Jesus with others, to start new simple churches, and to help others do the same. And so that's really good, too, because I think sometimes when we have simple church meetings, reminding everyone of the vision of why we are here. We're here to multiply disciples. We're here to see, we want to see multiple simple churches formed out of our group. You know, just articulating that very thing is a very good reminder. You can't remind people of that too much. And then the middle part, looking up, he talks about, you're going to talk with God. You're going to open up a passage. And this is, you know, not a huge passage. This might be, 10, 15 verses. But you're going to read through it first time, and you're going to ask, what did you like about the passage? And then the second question, what did you find difficult about the passage? All right? Letting people kind of share from that. And then you're going to read it again, and there's lots of different sort. This is basically discovery Bible study.
Right.
There's also sometimes in more oral traditions, they talk about retelling the story.
Storytelling.
Without using the scripture at the second time. See if you can, regurgitate the story from memory. But you're going to go through the passage again, reading it, and then you're going to ask the questions, what does it teach about people, and what does it teach us about God? All right, that's the looking up portion. I would put in here too that you might involve a song, might involve worship in this time, again, depending on how much time you have and how things are going. But all right, and then the third part is the looking forward part. Now, what he advocates here is that you spend a few minutes, maybe 3 or 4 minutes in silent prayer, and asking God, these questions. How will you obey the passage? Is there anyone you need to share the passage with? Is there anyone you need to reach out to this coming week and share your testimony with or the gospel with? Is there any, I would add to as well, is there anything that God is calling you to correct in your thinking about him? Is there anything, what ways is he calling you to obey what you have just studied in the looking up portion of the time together? And then you're going to articulate those to people in your simple church. You're going to go around the room. Maybe you'll break up in groups of 2 or 3, however it works best for your time that's allowed. And you're going to share those things. Hey, I think something God is leading me to do this week is blank, and will you pray for me that I'll be able to follow through and obey that, what God's teaching me. So again, you're getting that accountability to obey, not just learn the Bible and become filled with knowledge, but to obey the things God is teaching you and challenging you to do through it. And then one part, which I think is a little bit awkward, depending on the group, but it could be very helpful as well, is they even in the three-thirds format that Curtis trains on, he talks about practicing. So if you're, being led to go share your faith with someone, that you might even role play that conversation again. Yeah. That could be helpful. Maybe it would be natural in some situations. It might seem a little maybe a little odd there, but
or do it after lunch. You know, hey, can we go in the other room and practice?
Yeah, or you know, I think the way to me that sounds, it would be the most natural. Be like, well, you know, if someone said, well, I think I need to go share my faith and with my next door neighbor who asked me this question about whatever in the Bible and I didn't know the answer to it, I'm going to go back and talk to him about it. Then it might be like, okay, well, why don't you pretend that we're your neighbor? Share with us what is it that you're going to share. You know, that would be natural to give them an opportunity to kind of, you know, think through that. So again, look back, look up, and look forward. That's sort of the idea. And again, my big takeaway is helping people to actually put stuff into practice that's coming out of our time together. And I think that can be a very helpful thing. Again, a lot of times my experience and what I see is a lot of times simple church, you know, it can kind of be a good time together, but we don't always have that direction or focus of when we leave, like, okay, God has met with us. Like, I think he's given us some direction here. We're going to pray for each other. Those that shared, again, you don't make stuff up on this. Well, I think I'm just going to make something up that God wants me to do. If you're not really sure, you just don't say anything. But if there's a few people that have, man, it's exciting. We're leaving with some like clarity that maybe God's leading some people in our community to take a step of faith this week. We can know how to pray for them. If it's us, they're going to be praying for us as we take that step of faith. And you could see where that kind of that pattern would be a really helpful thing. So 3/3 format, check it out. Give it a try. Try to take the meat and throw away the bones is what I always say. How might that affect you, and how could that help your simple church maybe have some focus if you thought about your gathering time in those sort of ways, looking back, looking up, looking forward?
Okay. We're going to put a link on for this video and probably another video that we've shared with you before. Curtis Sargent has been very helpful for us over the years. He does tell a story about his time in China where after a prayer meeting, a Chinese Christian woman decides she wants to be a missionary, and the next morning she's gone. She's gone on the mission field. It's a very, very powerful story that he shares. We'll put a link for that.
Yeah, I think what we'll do, you know, Tom, if we can, he's got a page with about 30 different videos on this being one of them. Self-feeding is this one. You can look it up. But I highly encourage, some of them are short. This one's a longer one. But anyone who is being seriously considering Simple Church, you know, man, you're going to hear some similar things to our podcast, but you're going to hear it in new ways. And it'd be well worth your time to spend a little bit of time watching these videos. And I think we'll probably even maybe be pulling from some of them in the future as well as we kind of go through some stuff. Just been very encouraged by Curtis's ministry. And again, a lot of this training is being repackaged and will be a part of the Zume project. And so if you're anxious to learn more about that, watching these videos will give you an idea of the training that will be a part of that. That project that's going to be coming out here anytime soon. But 3/3 meeting format, give it a shot and let us know your experience with it. Again, probably we'll find out that it won't work as nice and neat as it is on the paper. Yeah. But
if you're using something that's even better, tell us about it.
Yep, we'd love to hear from you.
Thanks for listening to Keep It Simple. If you've enjoyed this podcast, leave us a comment at keepitsimplepodcast.com or find us on iTunes or Facebook. We welcome your feedback, your ratings, your questions, or comments. Real simple.